A decade after all nine local governments in Sonoma County pledged to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions as a step toward moderating global climate change, those efforts are taking hold.
For the last 3 years, Sonoma County's total greenhouse gas emissions have gone down.
Ann Hancock, executive director of the Santa Rosa-based Climate Protection Campaign, or CPC, is cheered by her agency's Sonoma County Greenhouse Gas Report for 2011, officially released today, which shows a 14% decline in those emissions since they peaked in 2008.
We're approaching our goals. When we started out in 2005 setting those goals, I never thought that we would come as close as we are. We still have a long way to go, but it does look possible.
The biggest single contributor to those changes, she says, lies in local electricity usage.
In the electricity sector, we see reduced consumption. We also see a greener fuel mix.
Transportation accounts for the biggest share of Sonoma County's 4.2 million tons of CO2 released last year, 60% of the total. But Hancock says only modest gains were seen in that area.
There have been a number of factors that have combined. One of them is a drop in economic activity. Another is rising gas prices that prompt people to look for alternatives. Look at all the Priuses that are driving around and the people on bicycles and taking buses. These are good things. And then in solid waste, the numbers suggest that economic activity has caused less consumption that produces less solid waste. And our diversion, taking recyclables and green waste out of the waste stream and putting it elsewhere, has maintained or increased.
Only in the last 2 years have greenhouse gases associated with agriculture been added into this aggregate total. For 2011, that added 434,000 tons, about 10% of the total. So, statistically at least, adding those partially offset the gains from other sectors of the economy. The key to bringing down that ag impact, says Hancock, is manure management.
When we put manure in ponds, it decomposes anaerobically, meaning without oxygen, and that produces methane. And methane is a greenhouse gas that's about 23 times more powerful than carbon dioxide, the biggest factor in global warming.
Drawing on figures from a variety of state sources for their calculations, the CPC report says last year saw the lowest level of total emissions in the county since at least 2006. But the past year has also seen renewed expansion in the use of natural gas, a trend that Hancock views with mixed feelings.
Natural gas prices have gone down because the quantity of natural gas has gone up because of fracking. So a lot of communities and states are switching off of coal and going to natural gas, which is great for overall emission reduction, but still suboptimum. When fossil fuel is so cheap, it undermines our initiatives to get renewable power because we want to go with what's the cheapest as well as what's the best. So having cheap natural gas forces us into an undesirable choice.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.